Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A joint statement from the Writers Guild and Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers is giving hope that at least one Hollywood strike could soon be over. CBS's Tom Foti has the latest.
More talks are expected, with top industry CEOs in on the negotiations in the effort to settle the first of two strikes that have crippled showbiz production since May.
I do hope that I can get back to work and that it's over soon, but only with a fair contract.
Writers Guild member Al Septian.
We don't want to fold for a less than fair and good contract for the writers.
Which is also the refrain heard from performers. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Actors do remain on strike. Progress in that UAW strike against Ford, but union president Sean Fain says that's not the case at GM and Stellantis. WWJ's Kelly Vaughn reports.
13 more Michigan plants also joined the strike, including sites in Lansing and Schwartz Creek. These plants joined the three others that were on strike last week, including the Ford assembly plant in Wayne. Fain says Ford is making progress in their discussions, so the strike is only expanding to General Motors and Stellantis' sites.
We will shut down parts distribution until those two companies come to their senses and come to the table with a serious offer.
Now there's that matter of a possible government shutdown as Congress is struggling to reach a budget deal. Bloomberg's Eric Wasson is following.
But I think it's about a 99% chance of a shutdown, at least of some time. There just really isn't in place the time or any sort of agreement and too many steps, given how Congress works, to really avoid it. I would be very surprised. I'm not saying it's 100%, but it's really approaching that.
Congress has until the end of the week to reach a deal, or a shutdown will follow. Ophelia is still dropping rain, but it's not considered a big threat anymore.
Currently, it's in the mid-Atlantic. It's a post-tropical system. It's really just a rainfall threat as it continues to move northeastward and cause some flooding concerns. But all the winds and all the watches and warnings for that, and many of the surges have been dropped.
Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov addressed the UN General Assembly this weekend, where he focused on the war against Ukraine. CBS's Pamela Falk has the story.
Speaking days after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky accused Russia of weaponizing food, energy, and children at the General Assembly, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Saturday said in his speech and to reporters that Zelensky's 10-point peace plan is not feasible and that the war would be decided on the battlefield, rejecting the proposal even for a ceasefire.
This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's a bill in Congress to curb corporate ownership of agricultural land. Mark Moran has more now on the Farmland for Farmers Act.
As farmers start to retire, more than 40% of U.S. farmland will change hands in the next decade. But it might not wind up with young farmers who want to farm. Hannah Breckbill with Decorah-based Humble Hands Farms in northeast Iowa says out-of-state corporations buy the land and rent it to the highest bidder, keeping it out of local hands and driving land prices sky high.
Land prices have been going up and up and up. In my career as a farmer, which is not very long, only about a decade, I've seen land prices more than double. And we need farmers to be on the ground owning land.
The Farmland for Farmers Act would restrict corporate investment, and supporters hope it is adopted as part of the new farm bill scheduled to be debated this month. Breckbill also helps overwhelmed young farmers find land in Iowa, and being a young farmer herself, has firsthand experience with navigating the daunting land acquisition process. She believes farmland should be making a natural transition into the hands of beginning local farmers.
We know how to farm. We have the skills. We have the knowledge. We have the capacity. We have the energy. We just don't have the capital to be able to access the land.
The National Family Farm Coalition, which supports the Farmland for Farmers Act, released a fact sheet showing the average price of an acre of farmland in the U.S. has climbed to $3,800, the highest it has been since the 1970s. This is Mark Moran. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you are fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die. Cripes.
September 23rd, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, here in the old NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And thanks for joining us, everybody. And apologies, we're on a little Irish time this morning, but so grateful. Our faithful engineer, Anastasia, I caught up on some pretty unexpected and bad traffic, but she made it here in the nick of time. How you doing, Anya?
I'm doing great, Don. How are you?
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for being a champ, for being a trooper. So I hate when that happens, when you get into some unexpected accident. And usually it's a car accident on their side of the highway and everyone slows down to look at it. So I share your frustration. It is also our honor to recognize National Hispanic Heritage Month here in Waukesha. And the celebration pays homage to the Independence Day celebrations of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua, which all declared independence from Spain on September 15th, 1821. Other Independence Days also fall during this commemorative month, such as Mexico's on September 16th. And here in Waukesha, it is a great opportunity to celebrate what I've been told is the Milwaukee area's oldest agency serving the Hispanic community. That's our very own La Casa de Esperanza. And one of the anchors of this fine organization is just right. We can see it from our studio here. That is the Center Center for Financial Stability, and that's led by today's guest, Director Gina Sanchez Juarez. Welcome, Gina. How are you?
Buenos dias.
great.
Buenos dias. All right. How's she sound, Anya? Sounds great. Got the thumbs up here. So, and Gina's husband, Richard's joined us. He's opted to keep the headphones off, but here in full support. And so we were talking before the show started, Gina, and you have been with the agency for 15 years. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been working with the agency for 15 years, but La Casa de Esperanza has been a part of my life since I was a kid.
I love it. I've never heard so many great stories like that, too. So it's so like just the different programs they had as you're growing up, right?
Yes. I mean, it was really great. Back when I was a kid, there was a free breakfast program. Nice. So all of us in the neighborhood would connect there, and it was just a really good time to get together. And they were always there with really good supportive services for families. So
I love that. I love that. So now in your 15 years, has that all been with the Center for Financial Stability or with other groups within the agency?
Yes, I've been with the Center for Financial Stability. Back in 2008, I started as the first financial counselor for a United Way of Waukesha County financial stability initiative.
Okay.
And that was done after a community needs assessment was done where they determined that financial stability was important. And so we became one of their portfolio programs, and I was glad to be a part of that launch.
Yeah, oh, I bet. And it's grown so much since that time.
Yes.
It seems like.
It's been really great. I mean, what's great about the Center for Financial Stability is that we work with individuals and families, and we help them to increase their income, nice, build savings, and gain assets. And so through all the little programs and services that we have right just in our center, it really supports, you know, those goals.
Right.
We have an employment program, so we help individuals obtain work, but we also look to connect them to different resources for training and things like that. And then in turn, you know, local employers have been seeking help. So we help make those connections, and we make sure that we try to find good candidates for them.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And I think you got to love the name, even though I tripped on it introducing you. It's just so self-explanatory. That makes your life easier. Like, well, what does that do? Right. But actually, what does it do? Like, what are some of the other, like, real specific initiatives that you help neighbors out with?
Sure. We also have a volunteer income tax assistant program. So we prepare free federal and state tax returns. Nice. We are an IRS VITA site.
Okay.
We help about 2,000 individuals a year.
Love it.
Preparing their taxes. So that's one of the programs. We also do the financial one-on-one counseling. So that's where I started.
Sure.
And what we do is we meet the individual where they're at financially.
Okay.
We pull their credit. We do a credit report counseling. What's nice is that the credit report we pull has no impact on their score, which is even
that's
better.
Good. Yeah.
But we've helped folks with not just financial issues, but also financial goals.
Right, right.
So through that, we work with them and we create goals and we do customized action plans.
Okay.
And then we're really there to help folks because as they're doing better, so life things, you know, things in life happen.
Right,
so
right.
We're there to support them. Sure. We also have, we're a HUD-approved housing counseling agency.
Oh, what? Say that again. I'm sorry.
We are a HUD-approved.
HUD-approved. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
So we provide homebuyer education and counseling. We've helped a lot of new homebuyers, which has been really fun.
Sounds good. That's got to be very rewarding.
It is. It is.
Terrific.
Yeah.
And credit, did you mention credit management? That's got to be a part of it.
Yes. Credit management is huge. I mean, that's one of the big pieces for the program. Even through our tax program, when folks are coming in, we ask them if they want that opportunity to get their credit pulled so we can take a look and do that education piece.
Sure. Well, I meant in terms of like, you mentioned the credit report, but even just like that credit management, that because so many people go into credit card debt and with the interest and everything, it's just been a killer.
Yes. Yes. Oh. It's just all about education and really teaching folks the five components of credit. mm-hmm. and how that impacts them, in, you know, with their individual plan.
Sure, sure. That's terrific. Yeah, I have a family member that's in banking law, and he used to work for, I think it was for, might have been BMO Harris, which it might still be, his headquartered out of Montreal, out of Canada. And he was saying that Canada is a very difficult country to get consumer credit in. It's very hard. But the end result is you have a more disciplined society when it comes to, you know, they're not as strapped with consumer credit debt.
Right.
As that we are in the U.S. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a real problem.
Sure, sure. So, you know, I was looking at your webpage on the CASA website, and it saw, too, that there's even some workforce development initiatives that the center's involved in.
Yes, absolutely. So we really work with not just connecting folks with jobs, but really building their skill sets. And, you know, there's a lot of different trades training that they can do.
Sure.
We make those connections with OSHA 10 training and forklift. But we also work closely with the local universities and our technical colleges.
Sure, sure. I think that's terrific, having those partnerships with the technical colleges.
Yes.
I think that's fantastic. And
We help folks navigate to get into school. And, you know, some of the things that are barriers that are keeping them from connecting the dots, where they're to kind of walk them through step by step and educate them so they know how to do it.
I love it. So, yeah, and I'm embarrassed to say that I missed last week, that last Friday, September 15th, was National Trades Men and Women Month. And want to bring that back because, you know, before the show, Gina and her husband Richard's here, we were talking about so many great opportunities in the trades that young people are not taking advantage of. And you can still do the 4-year college degree. In fact, with the success you're having in the trades, you can even pay for it yourself without being strapped with student loans. And so you must have some pretty strong ties then with a lot of the different trade councils and unions. Is that fair
Absolutely,
to say?
Absolutely. Yes. We partner really good with like the Painters Union. We go to a lot of the other union meetings.
Sure.
We also partner with organizations that do free training, to make sure that, you know, we have really great stories of, you know, an individual, let's say, who's homeless.
Sure.
And we get them connected to this type of training, and they go from making $0 to $18 an hour.
Sure.
So it's really life changing. So I think that it's important for us to have those connections with the different unions and to talk about how people can navigate applying for those things and just getting connected.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. And we have about, a minute before the break. And we have so much more to talk about here with Gina Sanchez Juarez of the Center for Financial Stability, La Casa de Esperanza. But also want to mention, too, some quick notes. We got to broadcast, Anya and I and Johnny, the Waukesha North game last night because South had to cancel. And it was a wonderful game. And in spite of the loss, they lost 35-28 to Oconomowoc. But really some great football. Congrats to the North Stars on a great effort. And thanks again for hosting us. But more to talk about here on This Week in Waukesha as we continue with Gina Sanchez Juarez from the Center for Financial Stability. Don't go away.
And provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Here tomorrow, where are you going? Do you have some room for me? Night is falling.
Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha, and that's one of my favorites, Jim Crochet, who passed away this week. I believe it was on the 21st. And I believe the year was 1973, and he was only 30 years old, but his music lives on. In fact, his son AJ and his mom actually did a re-recording of this song, and AJ Crochet actually was doing a national tour playing a lot of his father's old songs. And unfortunately, he's not coming to Milwaukee. He's not even coming to Chicago. And he figured the son of the guy who created Leroy Brown, Bad Bad Leroy Brown, who was from Chicago, would have given us a gig there. But who knows? Maybe we'll get them to expand. But there is a video of it. I played it on a show earlier, and it's worth seeing. And also this week we lost Jimi Hendrix, and another great, a lot of people consider like the greatest guitarist, a bassist named Jaco Pastorius, who died tragically in 1987 at the age of 35, after a fight with a bouncer. They say it was like 3 or 4 times his size. And this was an American jazz and rock bassist, a member of the Weather Report from 76 to 81. So so much history that lives here in Waukesha, and this week in Waukesha. And I'd also, as an ode to my Irish heritage, that yesterday, September 22nd, is the 103rd anniversary of the Rannin Ambush, which was the first ambush events against the Crown forces in the Irish War for Independence. And it's special to me because two of my my great uncles, my grandmother's brothers, were involved in that that battle, and so much more history behind that. So, and I encourage everybody, especially here with Hispanic Heritage Month, to really take a deep dive into your family and personal histories and your cultural histories, because there's so much to learn. There's so many great stuff. And Gina Sanchez Juarez, my guest from the Center for Financial Stability, is also here to talk about the different events that La Casa has and the center has going on. Go ahead, Gina.
Yes, thank you. We're excited to invite you to come celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with us. We have two upcoming events. The first one's Friday, September 29th. That is going to be located right at our main La Casa de Esperanza building at 410 Arcadian Avenue. At 11:30, they're going to do a welcoming, and you're going to get a performance from the La Casa de Esperanza Charter School students. If you have not seen them perform, it is incredible.
It is.
Yeah, it really is. It's heartwarming.
Very.
They're also going to have a potluck style luncheon and have different Latin American region tastes. The La Casa staff is going to be creating all different dishes. If anyone's interested out there in attending that event, it would be great if you RSVP. You can give a call to Maria at 262-832-1000. 1542. Again, that's Maria 262-832-1542. So we're really excited about that event. Of course, we like to celebrate at La Casa de Esperanza. So at the Center for Financial Stability, we also wanted to do just a little something there just to further celebrate the month. So Wednesday, October 11th, we are going to be doing a free Mexican corn event.
Nice.
So it'll be exciting. We're going to have volunteers from Frederick Hospital. They're going to be coming and preparing Mexican corn. We are going to be giving some facts and just education about Hispanic Heritage Month that day.
Love it.
We are also going to talk about the history and importance of corn to Mexico. So it's really exciting. The folks at Frederick Hospital are real excited to help out with that. And if you have not had Mexican corn, you need to come. That's a good chance to come try it out.
Full disclosure, my wife, Melissa, works at La Casa de Esperanza as well over in the charter school.
Yeah,
I'm proud that she has close to 25 years experience working in charter school education that's primarily served the Milwaukee area's Hispanic community. And so we're big fans of all the great things that you're doing there, especially with what you're doing with Center for Financial Stability. And one question I wanted to ask, too, was that the center isn't just for Hispanic neighbors. It's for anybody that needs help with financial management, correct?
Absolutely. We help anybody who needs assistance. All of the programming is of no cost. So if you have any struggles with even connecting to community resources, we can help connect you. We can do your taxes, help you with financial counseling and education, teach you how to buy a house, and then even work on those career skills that, you know, maybe you're looking to expand.
That sounds great. And speaking of resources, James Santel of Morning Cannolis that's on next just came into the studio. Always great to see Jim, and I encourage everybody to check out that show, check out the latest legal developments. But one thing, Gina, I wanted to mention that's kind of unfortunately, the best-kept secrets in Waukesha is a real jewel that you have in the basement of the school, the main building. Mm-hmm. There's an art gallery.
There's
a painting of one of my heroes, Cesar Chavez, who organized a labor strike up in Wautoma, Wisconsin. It's a really great painting, and I encourage anybody that loves history, loves good social history, to check that out. And how much time do we have? We have 1 minute. We have a caller, Greg. If you don't mind hanging on, we're going to go to a long break, or please call back. Greg Wansnyder is on the line, one of Waukesha's favorite. Yeah, and a great friend
Hi,
of
Greg.
Gina's. Yeah, so, Greg, hang on. We're going to catch you after the break. And so much news to talk about here. Oktoberfest continues at Frame Park from 12 to 10. And is it 1 minute or 1 second there, Anya? 1 minute. Okay, so some other news, too, is September 19th, the city council approved our newest city administrator, Anthony Brown. Welcome. He comes from Port Washington. And more on Anthony after the break. And, hey, I'm going to be back at this again. Johnny rejoins me at 12:30. We're going to be broadcasting Carroll University football. We'll start the next segment with the Carroll Minute. I figure that's why Greg wants to call in addition to saying hi to Gina. And so much more going on in the city we love. Stick around as this week Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
And I've been taken by those close to me. Hey, tomorrow. Gotta believe that I'm through wasting what's left of me.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Striking Hollywood writers may be approaching a deal with the studios if they can work out some outstanding details.
These are complicated issues that the WGA have put on the table as part of their demands from the studios and streamers. And let's be honest,
These demands look at a world that has changed dramatically over the past decade, an industry that's changed dramatically.
Dominic Patton is a senior editor at Deadline. The United Auto Workers Union has expanded its strike against GM and Stellantis. Shanna Allen is striking in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm so proud of everyone for standing up and coming out and supporting us because they know we deserve better.
President Biden plans to join the picket line in Detroit on Tuesday. The president is blasting some House Republicans for the ongoing budget impasse.
Funding the government. It's one of those basic responsibilities of Congress. And it's time for the Republicans to start doing the job America elected them to do.
Congress has until the end of the week to reach a deal or a government shutdown will follow. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Was it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost, that now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss? Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek, that made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak?
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. And can you guess the artist as we honor National Hispanic Heritage Month? Almost a lost American treasure, rediscovered by our friends in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. This is none other than Sisto Rodriguez from Detroit, first-generation Mexican-American who in the, I guess, late 60s, early 70s, was kind of like positioned as a Mexican-American Bob Dylan. And he had a couple albums, some nominal success, but not enough financially to continue, got discouraged. He went back into the trades, I believe, or was working for the city of Detroit or working in construction, and kind of went back into a relative obscurity. But unbeknownst to him and his family, he had a huge following around the world in countries like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Sweden. And his daughter, Ava, one time in the 90s, found a website dedicated to him. There was a rumor that he'd taken his life and was deceased. When he was very much alive, and the daughter reached out to the fan club, and a ton of money was raised. Next thing you know, he's going to South Africa and played like six shows there to a huge following. Like, he sold more albums in South Africa than Elvis. And a wonderful documentary was made about his return, a return to glory, if you will, called Searching for Sugar Man. Sugar Man, one of his seminal hits. But unfortunately, he passed away at the age of 81 last August. His stage name was Rodriguez, but his name was Sisto Rodriguez. And some really lovely music. That one, what's the name of that song again, Anya? Crucify Your Mind, that's right. And beautiful song. The strings on that, too, just the different instruments. I love that. And we're here with Gina Sanchez-Juarez. And is Greg still on the line, I hope? He's been extremely patient. Greg, are you there?
I am here. Yes.
Top hello, of the morning, John. Greg. Hello, and special hello to my friend
Good
Earl
morning,
walking
Greg.
By. Works over at Eric's. Eric's also has a special bourbon tasting coming up on the 26th, which I believe is a Tuesday. It's a reception and dinner. So check that out, Eric's Porterhouse. But that's my good friend Earl, who takes care of things over there. But anyway, Greg, you wanted to say some wonderful things about Gina. Go ahead.
I do. Yes. So I have been. With the exception of the past couple of years, because unfortunately I've been out of work, but I'm back to work this year. I've been working with La Casa for doing my taxes, and I go and get my taxes done from one of their wonderful volunteers in the VITA program. Gina, do you still call it VITA?
Some call it VITA, some call it VITA.
Let's call the whole thing off.
It works. It works both ways.
Yeah, yeah, or VITA. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, and then I, so Don, get this. I would do my taxes, and then I'd go over to, now I don't know, Gina, if Cafe Esperanza even still exists, but I'd go over to Cafe Esperanza and eat some great Mexican food and hope that the food wouldn't spill on the tax documents, you know, that I had just been given. But no, they do a really good job with the taxes. As Gina said, they do the credit report. And then, Gina, you also have classes, too. And so that I think I've been to one or two of your classes. And Don, just a really quick side note, Gina's daughter, Danny, was involved in Carroll University's radio station. Mm. And she got to be one of my students in the one of our first student radio initiatives over at Carroll. So just
she
a
was.
Little side note there. So,
yeah, DJ Buttercup. Yeah. She loved that.
DJ Buttercup. I love
DJ
that.
DJ Buttercup. Yes. So.
Yes, Greg. Yeah. No, I think what's really great about the tax program, and I think you had this experience, is that when we do your taxes, we have a quality reviewer go over that tax return again just to make sure for any errors or if there's any questions. And we think it's really important to walk a client through their tax return line by line. So it's not just that we're preparing them, we're doing an education and we're giving the opportunity for them to ask questions. I think
the scheduling and everything just went very smoothly. So it's really a great opportunity.
Yeah, we really worked on improving some things. So during tax season, you can schedule your own appointment online. Mm-hmm. We also have different ways that we can do your taxes. So you can set up an in-person appointment. We also expanded to a 100% virtual option. We have a relationship with getyourrefund.org. So we've been able to do taxes for folks. This past tax season, we were in 25 counties across the state. Wow. Because there's just such a need. And then we also have a drive-through. So that drive-through really paired well when we were hit with COVID. At that time, a lot of different Vita sites closed down. But La Casa, we refused to close because folks needed us. And, you know, they were panicking about their tax returns. So we came up with the drive-through.
So I want to repeat this. You serve citizens, residents in 25 different counties, not just Waukesha and Waukesha County.
Correct. Wow. Our program for taxes and our homebuyer program are both statewide. There is just a lot of underserved populations across the state and a lack of services with certified housing counselors or certified tax preparers.
Sure.
So we're there to help those folks.
That's wonderful. Hey, Greg, thanks so much for the call. We're going to see you later today at Schneider Stadium at 12:15.
Schneider Stadium.
Greg's going to help us with the pregame for Carroll University's battle against Illinois Wesleyan. The undefeated Pios take on the 0-2 Titans of Illinois Wesleyan, but don't let their losing record think it's going to be an easy win. It's going to be a tough battle. So, Greg, we'll see you over at 12:15. And, Anya, can we throw in the Carroll Minute here? Do we have the marching band fight song, if that's available? Ah, there it is. Yes. And big news this week. Thank you to Mike Westemeyer, their new director of athletic communications. And that is that Carroll men's soccer defeated Beloit 6-0. So congrats to the Carroll University Pioneers men's soccer team. And then a little bit of a event going on today. Yes, the football game. Pioneers at back home after a very exciting win against North Park, 41-27 last week. And Johnny and I had a lot of fun broadcasting that game. And that was the first conference game of the season. So in addition to the game today, the Carroll football team is also celebrating one of the charities of support. That's Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we're really looking forward to being a part of that. Again, the pregame starts at 12:30 with Don and Johnny, and our very faithful engineer, Anya, will be running things here from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios. And Jeannie, I'm sure, you know, Carroll's been such a great partner with many different communities within the city. What's the relationship with the center?
What has been really fantastic with Carroll University is students will volunteer with the tax program. So the Volunteer Income Tax Assistant Program is run primarily by volunteers. We train them.
Wow.
They get certified. But, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it without our volunteers. So Carroll has been so generous, finding creative ways to allow students to help us while gaining either some credits or, you know, different things like that so that it can also benefit them with their schooling. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do it.
That's terrific. And, hey, I want to shout out a couple members of the South football team. In spite of the forfeit last night, they have two of the players have a lot to look forward to today, and that's Logan Tank Dable and Vinny Capoletti Mahalos. Will be visiting, have been invited by the football team to visit today's game, and they'll get to take part in the action and have some fun. So I really encourage coaches and Pioneer Nation to take a really hard look at these two fine young men. I think they would make great pioneers. And no matter what they decide, we wish them well, but really glad that Ed Carroll's recognizing them. So how many minutes do we have before the break, Anya? We have 5. Oh, we got loads of time. That's a nice long segment here. So returning to Gina and the Center for Financial Stability, would you mind, you know, we had a list of different events for Hispanic Heritage Month. Can I see that? I just wanted to read those off again so everybody's aware.
Absolutely. Because
I think there's just so many great things, especially the Enjoying the Free Mexican Corn, and that's at the center itself, and that's on Wednesday, October 11th, so you have plenty of time to plan that from 3 to 6. And we were there, I think, was it in June you had like a picnic?
We did. We had a community cookout.
I thought that was terrific.
Yeah, we served 400 meals that day.
400 meals, yeah. I love it. And that's funny. I actually got to help volunteer with that with my wife, and we thought that was terrific. So and then Friday, September 29th, La Casa's Day. What is this? What's the one with Colonel Augustine again?
It's we're celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. That'll be the day that it'll start at 11:30, and we'll have the charter school kids do a performance.
That's right. Yeah.
And then there'll also be foods from different regions of like the Caribbean, Central America, South America, Mexico. Nice. The staff at La Casa de Esperanza are the ones who are preparing the food, and you know they're real excited about.
I bet.
Doing that.
I love it. And that includes a potluck style luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific from all the different regions. That's yes. Neat. So, yeah. And of course, Maria Wadena, who was a guest on the show back in the spring, is your contact there. And so I just, the phone number again is 262-832-1542. So it's funny. I'm looking at Anna and she's looking at me, looking at her like a deer in headlights. That's because the glare from the sun, I have a hard time seeing the fingers on the time. So you can go ahead and verbal that on you. In case I like what? So, but I think you said 3 minutes. So that's so terrific.
Don, I just wanted to mention that every month we have homebuyer education classes.
Nice.
They are HUD approved and is one of the requirements for down payment assistance or a lot of the first time homebuyer programs.
Yeah. And sometimes those classes take place here in this building, right?
We, our classes do take place at the center. We do it as a hybrid.
Sure.
So we also do virtual as well.
That's great.
And in October here, we're going to launch our all Spanish 6-hour workshops as well. So this is nice because we've been able to connect our home buyers with over $360,000 in down payment assistance grants.
Wow. That's a great metric right there.
Yeah. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. So now how many people do you have working with you there at the center?
There's six of us there.
There's six of you. Wow. And that's a lot of work for six people. So you're right. It's great to have that volunteer support.
It is.
And are they also like, I guess you'd say certified counselors or accountants?
Yeah. We have some folks that'll volunteer that are professionals in finances of, you know, one way or another. So they'll volunteer with us to do asset building coaching. Mm. The main thing is the taxes, I think, you know, a lot of people, if you're interested in volunteering for taxes or even learning how to prepare taxes, we'll be starting training November 1st.
Oh, neat. So people can do their own taxes.
Yes.
That's fantastic. And, you know, I was trying to figure out the savings because, you know, anybody, if you're using TurboTax on the low end, that's probably, what, $50, $75. And then on the high end, it's maybe as much as $200, depending on who your accountant is, your CPA. So, and you, how many tax returns do you do each year?
About 2,000.
About 2,000. So, I mean, you multiply that. That's tremendous savings for individuals and families here in Waukesha and in the other communities that you serve. So, we have about less than a minute before the next break. So, stick around because there's more to unpack here with so much going on in our city. And again, really glad to have Gina Sanchez Juarez and La Casa's Center for Financial Stability. More to come as This Week in Waukesha continues. Do not go away.
Your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Divorce forces a father to focus on what's most important, his children. You may no longer be a husband, but you'll always be a dad. In the divorce process, this comes down to three key concerns: physical custody, decision-making, as well as financial support. Each of these is important, and it's important that you choose a lawyer that cares as much about these issues as you do.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717. CordellCordell.com.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Auto Glass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Auto Glass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Auto Glass Now today for full details.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and in our final segment, this artist here really needs no introduction. One of my favorites, Carlos Santana with Everything's Coming My Way. And it sure is for all of us to hear this as the sun fights its way out in this beautiful Saturday morning. Feels like summer hasn't ended. I'm still in shorts. And Gina Sanchez Juarez from the Center for Financial Stability and her husband Richard are here in short sleeve t-shirts. Very cool, classic t-shirts. I love one's a Coke with the rainbow colors. And then Richard's is a 1970, his birthday shirt. I love it. April 1970. So a couple other announcements here before we continue. One is that the city had a public safety, there's public safety memorial dedication yesterday. I was really sorry I missed it, but I heard great things about it. And I encourage everybody to check out that memorial honoring those killed on line of duty from police and fire in the city of Waukesha. And the impressive thing is, and in our long history of over 125 years, I think there may be like only half a dozen men killed on the men as of now killed in the line of duty, and hope that good streak continues. And so anyway, very impressive. It's there in the front of City Hall. So I encourage you all to check that out. And then the city, for all of you, everyone complains about taxes and how much they pay and utilities and all that. With the city, the city council and the leadership are working on their 2024 CIP and budget. And I encourage everybody to participate in that process. Find out when the finance committee meets, go to the city council meetings and talk to your alderman too about what concerns you. Cause now while they're working, this is a time to address some opportunities maybe to reduce costs or maybe to put city dollars in the right place in your mind. So it is a democracy and you're a part of it. So we encourage you all to participate in that process. And, I will say, too, as we welcome new city administrator Anthony Brown and his predecessor, Kevin Lehner, really did a great job of streamlining that process, working with his finance department and working with the city council's finance committee. And it's very well done. And again, I encourage everybody, go to the City Waukesha's website and see how you can learn more and how you can participate and how you can contribute to this process. So and then regarding La Casa de Esperanza, I just got a text from one of my favorite employees there that there's a health fair at La Casa today. It's open to the community. And yes, so be sure to check that out. And while you're there, see if you can go in the basement and see the art gallery. You got to see that painting with Cesar Chavez in it. So, so Gina, it's safe to say you're kind of the co-founder or the founder of the Center for Financial Stability, right? You kind of started that program or was involved with the United Way initiative in 2008?
Yes, I was a part of when we went from being called a workforce department to the Center for Financial Stability, because we were embedding financial stability through all the different services we were doing.
Very nice, very nice.
With our tax program alone, we encourage folks to save all or part of their tax refund. So this past year, over $235,000 was saved through our clients.
Love it.
In their savings accounts.
That's neat. And at some point, would you be able to generate in terms of even the maybe asset development or increases in dollars saved, invested, those types of things? Is that a metric you may be able to report on someday?
Absolutely. We're working with folks on building all types of assets. And like I was talking about with the home ownership program alone, we have a new partnership with Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha County.
Love it.
So we're the exclusive housing counseling agency doing the education and counseling.
Really? Okay.
With that, and you know, some of our home buyers have been able to get up to $20,000 in down payment assistance.
Wow.
So it's been just a huge benefit. Real life changing things are happening.
Sure, sure. So, hey, and one I just want to throw in another happening is March Fest takes place. It starts at 4:00. After I'm done with the show, after I'm done broadcasting the Carroll game, I will actually be there at 7:15 to help volunteer, to help my wife and my sister-in-law, who is a Waukesha North band mom, and her son Bruno killed it at halftime. He was on a big stage with a piano, and it was as if the whole thing was centered around showcasing his talents. And of course, nice. I may be exaggerating a bit there, but it was a really cool performance. He had the tails on, you know, it kind of looked like the next Liberace or Harry Connick Jr. So that was really fun. Congrats to Tom Battersby and the North band on another great performance. And again, congrats to Coach Vinciano and the North Stars for a really terrific effort in spite of the last second loss to Ocon last night, 35-28. It was really exciting football. A lot of amazing plays, including an 80-yard touchdown reception. Big story behind that, too, with Jason Webster. A.J. Cook, 3 touchdowns that he passed for, 1 that he ran for. And so we'll keep an eye on them. Thanks again to Carl Anderson, athletic director, for hosting us, for letting us come on in a pinch. And Carl will be a guest on our show very soon. So, but back here with Gina, do you have any favorite sports that you like to watch or participate in?
I do. I love watching football.
All right.
So that's a huge one.
And before I forget, you can tune into the Carroll game today, and you can download the Civic Media app so you can enjoy this beautiful weather. You don't have to sit in your car to catch us on the radio. So please do that.
Yeah, look for that's the Civic fantastic.
Media app and tune us in. And you can tune in other stations too that actually they play the Packers and they play the Badgers, especially if you're traveling around the state. I know a lot of people have places up north. So, but Gina, I'm sorry, continue. What other sports do you like?
No, I was just going to say that, you know, during the summertime, most of my energies is spent. My son and I own a small business. Mm. We are the owners of High Roller Fun Rentals at Frame Park in Waukesha.
Nice.
So we've taken over the last 2 years. So a lot of our focuses for the summer are, you know, on that, you know, a lot of
sports. So in addition to being a financial wizard, you're a budding entrepreneur.
Yes. Yes.
It's with your son, you said, right?
It is. It is. So. I mean, really proud because, like I said, I was a part of La Casa as a kid, and my 4 children, who are now young adults, were students there. And my grandson goes to the charter school now.
I love it. What grade is he in?
He's in he's second grade.
Second grade. Yeah. My favorite year of school.
Yep. A lot of great things are going on there.
That's terrific. And so it's, wow. So this will be your third generation La Casa family member, if you think about it.
Yep, absolutely.
So, and that is a great testament to an agency's heritage and a community agency. So,
I mean, I'm really proud not just to work there, but also I am a proud donor of La Casa's charter school.
Terrific.
I see firsthand the things that they do there and what they offer. So I think it's important to give back.
Love it. I love it. Gina Sanchez Juarez and her husband, Richard, thanks so much for joining us today. Please check out La Casa's Center for Financial Stability. You can also go to the website to find out more about Hispanic Heritage Month activities. And remember, I'll be back with Johnny at 12:30 and Anya to broadcast the Carroll University game against Illinois Wesleyan. Go Pios! Morning Cannolis with James Santel is next. And remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.